Is Daf Gimel. And last year we ended with Machloket, Resh Lakish, and Rabbi Yochanan, whether Adam Zacha b'Metzia b'toch 400 shelo. Whether with this, now, just for your benefit, we've seen pretty much this Sugya and this Machloket in both in Gittin and Masechta Peah. So that's why there's going to be some parts of this Sugya that are, well, firstly, definitely familiar, but also there's parts that are sort of contracted, as you'll see in a moment. So that's why the next case is we've seen quite a few cases where we tried to bring proofs. For example, the cases in Peah where a person jumped on it and it's not considered his. And he says, no, that's because in order for, according to Reish Lakish, for your Dalet Amot of an individual, he's something within his proximity is considered to be Konet. It's only if he had Dat that he wanted to, or he declared, I want my Dalet Amot to be Konet. If he jumped on it, well, clearly he's demonstrated that he doesn't think just being right next to him is enough to be a Kinyan, and clearly he wasn't Konet that way as well. Okay, that was what we've been saying. That's why you can slap it underneath it in all the different cases. The Mara says, "Va'ataninan ra'ata metziyah v'nafal aleiha uba acher ve'echzik ba." Again, another case. Found some sort of metziyah, and he jumped on it, he fell on it, and somebody else comes and schleps out from underneath him. Zeh she'echzik ba, he who took it zachah ba. Once again, he says, "Od he." That's another case. B'shelo amar. He didn't say yiskul le'barba mocheli. He didn't say, "I'm acquiring this now with my dalada, with my by the virtue of the fact it's with my dalada mot." Fine. Now the next case is as follows. Vatanina karov lab megureshet, karov lo enu megureshet, mechetza megureshet enu megureshet. So what that means is, if you recall, we had this whole discussion. Again, I already mentioned this in Gittin and both in Peah, is that if, in case in Gittin, listen, let's say someone throws a get to his wife, if it's karov lash is megureshet, if it's still karov lo is not megureshet, mechetza it's safek megureshet. So it seems to be that really dalad amot is konet, no? And if you remember at the time, we said, now this is where I'll just show you here. I'll show you the part of Tanya. I'll show you the Pnei Moshe. He says, there's a lot missing here. And that's the way the Shas, meaning Hazer, meaning Yerushalmi. Shumakatser, a lot of the time we've seen this, sometimes textually does this, but also sometimes it has like pointers to other sugyas. Garis, and it's being somech on the fully fledged sugya in Mesechta and there the Kaam Rabbi Yochanan Hatam Zo Begitin. That's Gitin and only Gitin. Meaning there's a difference between Gittin, Abba Matana, Ein Dalet Amot Konet Lo Shus Rabim. There's a difference between Gittin and there's a difference between, if you like, Matanot. So in other words, that's almost like it's raised the question. And that's why I sort of keep your finger here. If you look at the Mara Fulda, he says at the end of the Dramatically, the Schar Labla, we'll get to that in a moment, that's also complicated. Says, V'lo Ba'le Teretz Kushi, it doesn't even bother answering the question. De'balavich lo kashi, midi shebal korcha mitgareshet. You've got a different... when it comes to Gittin, it's not even a kasha on our case. The fact that Gittin, we say Dalamot is Koneh, but when it comes to a Matana or Metzir, it's not Koneh. Well, it's different altogether. Why? Because when it comes to Gittin, according to when Mara Fulda is explaining it, she's Megureshet Bal Korcha. For a Matana, I have to want to receive it. Okay? You can give me a present, but it's not mine unless I want to receive it. When it comes to Gittin, we know she's Megureshet Bal Korcha. That's why we say, oh, in Gittin's a different situation, she's Megureshet Bal Korcha. So therefore, in other words, we raise the case of Gittin, but we don't even bother answering it, because if that's effectively the answer. That's the way Rav Fulda explains it here. But if you remember, Reb Chaim says, he gives it like another reason. He says it's different, because we came to, this is what we explained in Peah, that it's different with Gittin, because Gittin doesn't need a Zechiyah. Zechiyah means, if you like, a proper, I'm kona this item, like a transaction. It needs what's called a netina, handing over. Okay? Which, again, it's very, again, how you draw the distinction between the two is not so clear, but it seems to be a netina is a level below that of a zechiyah, like a full legal, like transfer. So therefore, it would seem that Dalet Amot might be enough, the way Reb Chaim explains, Shir Rabbi Yochanan might be enough for what's considered a netina. But for a zechiyah to try and kona something hefker or take a matana, no, that doesn't work. Dalet Amot HaKor Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, fine. But if you just go back to the Pnei Moshe where we left off, it says umotiv hatam matnitim, and therefore it brings a kash from our Mishnah. It says en kiddushin, and that's the whole flow of the sugya. And we said, one second, what about It says chenig in kiddushin dalet amot works. But it says no, because if we have the gzer shava. This is just a bit of chazar from the sugyas. Vatzavaita. Then only is gittin exception. Kiddushin is exception as well because the Torah links the dinim of the two together. Okay. Then it said if meforek ad sofa sugya v'lo shaychekan. That's why it's bring here. But I'll just fill in a few more gaps. If you remember, the next kasha was also for a bal chov. We said dalet amot would work as well, and we said that no dalet amot. When it comes to Baal Chov, like throwing the mishtar is or the throw the money, with a debt, it's not like it can also be not doesn't sorry it doesn't also require full zechia if you want to use the lashon of Reb Chaim, because when it comes to a chov, you can say to someone, okay, throw my money in the ocean, and I'll be moichel on the chov, if you remember. So in other words, he doesn't need to receive the money for the debt to be forgone. Person can just forgo the debt altogether. So therefore, it could be in the case where Dalat Amot is saying a throw it towards me, and as long as it's within comes close towards me, the Malvik can say, then I'll forego the debt. So that was the whole sugya bisogrim, if you like, in brackets that we saw in Mesechta Peah and also Gittin. In other words, we have a machloket here to summarize: machloket Reish Lakish and Reb Yochanan, where the Dalat Amot is koneh for a person, for example, for a metziah specifically. Reish Lakish says it is. Reb Yochanan says it's not. And we kept on bringing all these proofs that seem to suggest that it is not so far, meaning from Peah, all those cases in Peah, and Reish Lakish says that's when, no, that's because in order to be Kona, you have to say, I want my dad to be Kona. And then we tried, if you like, we mentioned here, made a point of the whole sugya regarding Gittin. Is that a kasher on Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's not a kasher on me. Why? Because Gittin's a different whole kettle of fish. It's a whole different category. Gittin, Kiddushin, even a Baal Chob, because that situation doesn't need a full Zechiah, if you want to use that language. Or because it can be a kasher Baal Koch or Kron Mafulda. Now, the next line's an interesting one. It says as follows, Chizki Amar B'schar Liblar Himatnita. What's Schar Liblar Himatnita? So again, I'll show you the Marafulda. Sorry, the play Moshe first. He says, "Ha lo sheicha klal l'sugya." It doesn't relate to our sugya at all. Dileel, the agav, and it's just brought agav ma'iti u'matik la hacha kederach hashas hazeh, and it's just brought because this line appeared also in Masechta Gittin. V'atam kai chizki l'furoshi adatnin hadat ha'adektani matnita mechetsa mechetsa megreshet v'enu megreshet v'lo ktani stam enu megreshet. And there, it's why does it say when it's mechetsa mechetsa it's safik megreshet as opposed to just enu megreshet? So we're going to pause here, and because the Marfolder, who also explains Gevis explanation, explains a bit more full. I think they're a bit more straightforward. In other words, there's going to be, in a case of Sapik Megoresh, there's going to be consequences. So let me just show you the Marfolder. Jump to Marfolder now. It says, "V'salavlay matniti shadin hu shabal noten schar sofer." Normally, when it comes to a get, who pays to write up the get? Who pays the fees? It's the husband. The kemashma hacha in this situation, shishnein not nim. In this situation, they have to both of them have to write the schar sofer. So they both have to pay for, if you like, the replacement get. What are you talking about? Shra korcha tzuricha get acher. You're going to need another get. Im nevada get azeh. Because what's the case we threw the get towards? It was his suffer migration. He loved it because if it wasn't that the get got lost, then to say pick it up and give it to her again. Something must have happened when he threw it in a suffix, Karov lost suffix, and they got swept away. The wind went into a bonfire, whatever he did it, like Ba'omer, whatever happened, it lost. And if it wasn't that it was lost, and you have to produce another get to solve this problem, you just simply say, pick it up from the ground and give it to her. Elak de kamashmam imnevachne not nim schar sofer. In this situation, if we're talking about that, yes, because we have to do a replacement at the suffer, which migration or not migration, then they both can chip in if you like to pay the suffer. So, in other words, I'll explain it outside one more time. This next statement of Chizkia that says, "Amar bischara lablar himatnita," that's saying in the case where it's suffer migration, they both would contribute to the paying the suffer to produce another get. Even though, yes, normally it's the responsibility of the husband to do so, since we're finding a replacement at Safet Migoreshet, there's a financial consequence as well, of which they'll share the burden. So there. Now, if you remember, when we learned this line, because when we learned Mr. Gittin, we learned it with the Korban Aida, and he said, you don't read Bischar Halablar, he's saying it's Nishpar Halabla Shanu. What was the Lashon there? He says, Because that related to the Sugya Masechta Gittin, where he said if he throws the get to her and it reaches the gag, and it's in her space, she's Megureshet, even if something happens to her. Because once it's within her space, that is only, and even if something happens to the get. But that is only b'diavad if you can't nishbara blah, but I mean you can't find a scribe to find a replacement. But lechatchila, in the absence of the get, you should write another get and give it to her. So in other words, completely different din altogether. I'm just bringing that because that's how we learned it according to the Korbanator when we learned it there. Okay. Now the Gemara brings, this is also found in Masechta Peah, but brought much earlier than the pieces we've learned just now. It says, Va'aktiv. It says when David HaMelech, he was building the Beis HaMikdash. He says that when I built it, he built it in his poverty. Okay? To the whole pasuk, ani ba'oni hachinoti lebeit beit Hashem zahav kikarim me'a elef vekesef elef alpaim kikarim nechoshet barzel. So what's the understanding here? It says veheichi, how's it kakane be poor? Im benatonim betoch yado, if he retrieved money, well then he's not poor anymore, is he? Im beshein natonim lado, if he hasn't retrieved all that wealth and those funds and those spoils, if you like. How can he makdish something? Yesh adam makdish davar sheino shelo. They're not his. I can't makdish something that belongs to you. So havi omer, it must be minatovim betoch arba amot shelo. It must be that it was within dalet amot shelo the spoils, and therefore it was makdish it. In other words, it was right next to it, and he was makdish it. He was able to do so because, there you go, dalet amot shelo mekukoneh. So it was never really, if you like, his that he was considered wealthy, because as he was going along, he was makdish all these items as he found them on the ground. Now the Gemara says, "Amar Abave, no, we can not see a proof." Mal ba'oni she'ein ashrut lifnei misha amar vayolam. He says, "No, he could have been David Menachel a lot, but what it means is poverty. It means yachasid, compared to God's Baruch Hu, that the whole world is his. He was just saying in my poverty, but not that he was poor compared to regular people. However, Devar Acher, another way of explaining it, that you don't have to rely on this dalat amot, is shaya mitaneu makdish sodo l'shamayim, meaning he would." If you like, cut back on these royal banquets in order that there'd be sufficient funds at the Beis HaMikdash. So there was a kaka, in the same way, if you like, fasting is an inui, but it's not only poverty, but inui, like the affliction, if you like, he was able to amass these funds for the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, let's continue. Tani, Haomer Yiskeli Beiti, B'metzia Shanafla Latocha Lo Marklum. If someone says, I want my house to merit any metziah that's inside it, he said nothing. Meaning, why so? Because if you look at Marav Vulda, he says, Kevan she'en yodea im nafla im lav. Since he doesn't know whether the funds, anything is even there, afilu nafla, even if there was something was there, lo maklum. He says, v'daigla medetnan haya ratz kedarko, lo maklum. Right? In other words, it has to be haya ratz kedarko, meaning the way we explained the Mishnah, if you remember, at the time we said, this is the case of Mishnah where he says that there was a tzvi, or a zaken that was going in his field, or some gazalot that couldn't fly, and people chasing after it, and he says, oh, my field, I want to be zocher. We said at the time, if you remember the Bnei Moshe, we said he has to be standing by the field. He has to be aware of it. So that's what we're dyke from the Mishnah. However, yatsa sham le metziato devarav kayamim, meaning if he knows there's a metziah in the house, and he says, I want my house to be zocher, then it's his. Okay, so in other words, what we're trying to understand here, chatzar shel adam kanan mikoneh, or in this case, his house, if he is aware of the contents there, he wants to be zocher. Okay, now it says, kadarise de rabba bar mina. There was a pikla aris, which is a sharecropper of rabba bar mina. Salik ledikla, he went up to a deck, a lapam. Eshkach gozlin venastun, he found some young chicks, if you like, and took them. Because, if you like, they're hefker. And yes, but interestingly, it's in the field of the person. It's somebody else's field. So can he take it or not? Do we say chatzel shdam koneh or not? So Azel shayla Rav, he went to ask Rav, and lo amar klum, he didn't say anything. Azel, so therefore, what did Darius do? He came and returned it, he put them back in the nest. He returned them. So Amar Abba bar mina, kashyalan havita, chazar v'teitar mimitziata. Now, exactly what these words mean, the Marav Vulda and Penny Bosch explain it differently. Marav Vulda explains as follows. Kashaya, not kashit, he says, Kashaya means the skenim, meaning, hayonim eskenim lanu hayita machsir. If you're talking about the older doves, you should return it. Shemin, because we were aware of this gainim. And yes, achatzer is kone, but only the things you're aware of. Shadekel. And therefore, since I was aware of the older birds, my fielder, if you like, already acquired it, and that's why they were mine. Havel v'tetar, meaning hamotar. Not the the tetar, I mean the motar, the rest of them, the small ones, meaning gozo, I was not aware of them. Shiu ala dekav, they're even in the tree. I didn't realize there were young chicks there. Therefore, volozachiti bahem, therefore the one I metziato, and it should have been his. Okay? Which is interesting, which is exactly, if you like, this case then fits very, very nicely with the whole case in the Mishnah. Sorry, the Gemara that followed that preceded it. That you can say achatzer is koneh. Only if he's aware of the items that are there. So in this incident, even though he took the gazelle, he didn't really need to return it because those young ones the owner wasn't aware of, and they were really can be considered his. Just for a bit more completeness, the Pnei Moshe explains the end of it slightly different because it's interesting that the kashia or keshita, this kashia we explain as being the old ones, but he says no. The Pnei Moshe understands kashia, meaning klomar. Mishum de kashilan, we weren't sure. Umesafgalam mi karabai milta. In other words, we weren't really sure what the din was. That's why we didn't answer. Lefichach lo eshiv lecharav ad shiparel adin. In other words, the fact that he didn't give an initial response doesn't mean he had to return it. We just didn't know what the din was. Va'ata and va'ata, sorry, and you echzato to me, and you just were concerned you returned it straight away. V'lama yazel lachalasot ken. Why did you do that? Shelachar shelakachtem hayale lakvan. Quite interesting. We should have held on to it. The tetar memitziato, meaning lafisha hem shelcha, because at the end of the day it's mutar. The tetar meaning not mutar, it's mutar. You could have kept it. The kvar kanitotam, you acquired a mitzian velekichatam. In other words, I think the bottom line is really the same thing. If you're referring to this, because a lot of these young chicks, in any event, even though they're according to much of the deliberating the initially weren't sure, the Arish could have kept it. Because yes, it was in the chatzar of another individual, but something is hefker or metziah, if you like. But the owner wasn't aware of it, and the chatzar of a person doesn't coin unless he's aware of it. And since he wasn't aware of it, the aris could have kept it. Okay, that's it. Kol tov. Have a good day.